It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
Let's get going. This is the Beyond Good Day Hour. Stories from Jennifer, Rich, and Doug. As we honor other things in your life beside politics, sometimes entertainment, sometimes love and romance, sometimes things that just are aimed at making life better, or thinking, if you will, a little bit. One of my, friends, the best way to refer to this person, sent me a video, very retro. A lot of people, I consider all the people who listen to us on the radio to be friends. So I say someone sent me an email, and it included a friendly message, and also a word or two of meaningful retrospective input. How's that? For going
it works.
Into the past. I'm not much, especially since I started reading this book by Tolle about being in the now, not much for the past. But there are sometimes, and maybe some expressions of being in the past that are worth consideration. I came upon a song called Regret. Do you know the song?
The song called Regret.
Regret.
By who?
Is it a new or old
song? I believe it's by a group called New Order.
Okay.
Artist called New Order.
Right, yeah, sure.
All right, so you know the group.
Yeah.
The
80s kind of
band. Yeah, I would guess that they're 20 years. Yeah, I would guess there's a 20-year-old band.
Right.
And so in my looking at this video, oftentimes with a video, you get the words. The words, also known as the lyrics to a song. So I was, as the song was playing, I found it catchy. As I'm looking at the lyrics, I find it more poignant than catchy. Maybe I've forgotten the name and the address of everyone I've ever known. It's nothing I regret. Save it for another day. It's the school exam, and the kids have run away. I'd like a place I could call my own, have a conversation on the phone. Wake up every day. That would be a start. I would not complain of my wounded heart. I was upset, you see, almost all the time. You used to be a stranger. Now you are mine. I wouldn't even trust you. I've not got much to give. We're dealing in the limits, and we don't know who with. You may think that I'm out of hand, that I'm naive. I'll understand. On this occasion, it's not true. Look at me. I'm not you. I would like a place I could call my own, have a conversation on the telephone. Wake up every day, there would be a start. I would not complain of my wounded heart. I was a short fuse, burning all the time. You were a complete stranger. Now you are mine. I'd like a place I could call my own. I have a conversation on the telephone. Wake up every day, that would be a start. I could not complain about my wounded heart. Just wait till tomorrow. I guess that's what they all say just before they all fall apart every single day.
You see, I'm a part of your time. You know you're
is this person, or is this theme, one that gives you cause to think about earlier relationships, perhaps? Or perhaps you think about a love lost? A song called Regret has to bring you there a little bit. How many people have regrets? And the reason that I ask the question is because thinking about this book that is written by Tolle, it's about 10 years old, about the present, being in the now. Think about all of the things that we have regrets about, and yet we can't do anything about any of them. Can we? You think about your parents, maybe, who are gone. Richie's dad's gone. Both my folks are gone. Or other people that you cared about in some limited way or some extraordinary way. They are not here any longer. So there's no way of piercing into whatever it was that you experienced with them. And found it unsatisfactory. I think that was the thing about, I think at the end, my father and I, last 4 or 5 years of his life, really resolved most of the manure that had been literally and figuratively a part of our relationship. Not all of it. And I remember, I used to blame, how many of you have done this? Blame your one parent for the shortcomings of another? Have you ever done that? Do you ever think about
I've never
it?
Even, no, I've never even had that thought, actually. No,
really?
Well, you had a pretty normal parent.
Yeah, Richie had a, Richie actually did have a pretty normal. Jennifer has, too. I suggest that there are many of you, I know. There are.
I love them.
Well, of course. You know, I don't even know, I mean, retrospectively, I don't think I understood what love was. It wasn't easily understood by me because there was no lesson in it. There was no direct, at least, I shouldn't say I didn't understand love. I didn't get it from home. I got it elsewhere. And so, does it mean it's different? Those children who don't have their birth parents are in a home of adoptive parents. They have any less love? Probably not. I think in most cases.
Nope. I can answer that one.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. I mean, you have that circumstance. So what about a foster child or something like that? What about a circumstance like, again, mine? I spent all my time away from home just to get out of home and to be on these farms. And that's what was, I look at it today as my saving grace. Do I have regrets about not having had a quote-unquote normal relationship with my parents? I don't know. I don't know that I think about it that way because I turned out, for the most part, okay. I'm not perfect, but who among us is? And that's the thing I think this song addresses to a point. And the other, it almost sounds like a Coldplay song to me. If you follow Coldplay, the stories that are told, the way that they're told musically, the way it's put together, you got to pay attention. Or at least I found myself the first time I heard it. It was only 15 minutes ago, and it meant something to me. So I wanted to go back and listen to it again. Richie, thank you for finding it and putting a different nuance or a spin on some of the words. I read it as
how in the world did you hear a New Order song? Well, somebody sent it to you?
Somebody who listens to the program.
Okay.
Heard me.
Oh, that's right. Sent you a video. Okay.
Right, yeah. And they heard, there have been some conversations that I've had. I think it started with Jay last week, as a matter of fact. Jay Kumar, who's on this program with regularity, talking, his dog had passed. And it sort of got us to thinking about dogs in our lives and how we care for them because they care for us. And we oftentimes think that the people who can express to us or the people to whom we are attracted or, they're attracted to us, what's that all about? How is it that dogs can show such unconditional love and they know us much better than many of the people in our lives? And there's always, maybe that's the secret, because they do know us better. They like our smell. And we get into relationships with people, and they don't always turn out well, or the way you'd like them to turn out, because everybody's had a different course. They've covered different ground, and sometimes it just there's either a narrowing or a broadening of the focus. But with a dog, there's no narrowing of the focus. Your dog loves you no matter what you do. And what a model it is for life in the now and in the future, I think. Anyway, it's very cool. So food for thought here on the Beyond Good Day Hour, 18 after the hour.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Richie's tip of the day.
I don't have anything. Go. That's what he said.
Perfect. Jennifer, back in a matter of moments. As
I'm
going to
save the world.
Saves the world. One splat at a time. Is it splat or splish? What is
splat.
It? Splat. Splat. This is good day.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now 23 after the hour with Jennifer, Rich, and Doug. Richie's story coming up in the next half hour, along with some of the contestants from The Voice, and a concept called Bear Energy. But right now, something really important about paintball and how it may save your town, your state, our country, if not the world.
Is that where you'd like me to go?
Save the world. It's on your shoulders.
You said, I'm going to save
paintball
the world.
Paintball could save the world. That's what you said.
It is. It's true. All right. So have you ever played paintballs, first of all, before we go here?
I think it's a disgusting, horrible, violent...
It's not violent. You can splatter with a little ball.
But it teaches kids that violence is fun, and it's not.
Well, it's not... I don't know if it's about violence.
Violence with paint might be fun.
No.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, if you haven't heard, paintballs, you use like a little air gun, and you shoot these little capsules of paint at your opponent, and that person will have paint splattered all over them.
Jen and I are going to sneak onto the farm and start shooting you in the butt with paintballs one day.
I think it hurts. I think it actually really hurts.
That's exactly right. It does
sting, yeah.
I actually went to a paintball match between William Shatner and one of our morning friends, Mancow. And Mancow actually snuck out because he was such a wuss. Shatner, who's like almost 80, or is 80 now, was playing all day. All right, so this kid, Sung Wook Paek, knew all about paintballs. He's a graduate student. He goes to MIT. He's in the Department of Aeronautics and Astronautics, so I think he's smart. And he claims if you time it just right and give it enough time, pellets full of paint powder launched in two rounds from a spacecraft could deflect a killer asteroid away from a collision course with Earth.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, there's only one catch.
What do you mean, yeah, yeah? How'd you...
Like Rich knows, I know.
Okay, Rich, you're a genius.
No, it explain doesn't take how much to deflect the, or to change the course of an asteroid.
Zero
right.
Well, let me tell you, there is one big catch, and that is that if we're going to do this, we have to have 20 years to make it work. So if you want to get an asteroid, you have to know it's coming 20 years before you get your paintballs out.
They do.
Get ready. Okay? Yeah. So, and we can see what's coming. Now, the reason we know about this is Sung Wook Paek detailed the strategy when he won the 2012 Move an Asteroid Technical Paper Competition. Who knew? It was sponsored by the United Nations Space Generation Advisory Council. Obviously, they're looking for some free advice to save the world.
It sounds like a Star Trek Next Generation
convention.
Isn't this
funny? I know. The idea is that the paintballs would first knock the asteroid off course, just a little bit, not too much.
Right.
But the big part is that the white paint, because you've got to use white capsules, the white paint would cover the front and the back of the asteroid, more than doubling its reflectivity. And at that point, the sun's radiation would act on the asteroid in a different way than before, moving the asteroid further off course so that it would slip past the Earth with no harm done.
Unless they missed their trajectory and then accidentally run the asteroid right into the Earth.
Hmm.
Yeah. as Mr. Positive.
You got the options,
man. Supposedly an asteroid that's floating around out there that could pass close
every
to the Earth
single
in either
year,
2029.
We hear three stories about one that's coming this close.
Well, 2029 and 2036 are the biggest risks, I guess, facing us. He said that we're going to need 5 tons of paint so that we can cover Apophis, which is the name of the asteroid floating by Earth. There you go. So we need to get 5 tons of paintballs and
get
them in the spaceship SAT.
All we need is to get a couple of thugs off of the street of Los Angeles who have been going and spray painting bridges.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
To take their guns and just basically
tag it to the moon,
Alice.
They call it tagging, right?
Tagging. You got to get into spacecraft first. Though.
Tag an asteroid and then
two
boom.
Rounds of white paint powder. We're done.
Tagging.
Yeah, tagging is when you like
when you
go
write
paint.
Your name
it's
on something.
Graffiti, basically.
The Doug Stefan Good Day program on the air every day until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Check us out at Doug Stefan, STEPHAN.com. Email to Jennifer, Rich, or Doug also at DougStefan.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Guys, now's the time to update your wardrobe at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts from Sean John, Kenneth Cole Reaction, Nautica, Alfani, Tasso Elba, and more. Sport coats from Lauren, Calvin Klein, and Tasso Elba. Designer suits from Calvin Klein, Lauren, and Kenneth Cole New York. Fall's best trends, your favorite names, at buy one, get one free savings. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Free item details in store.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online. Every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including Ukes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strat or P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Stories of the day for you. I'm sure that paintball story Jennifer expected.
It changes life.
Right. Now we know how to save the earth.
The earth.
Thanks to Jen.
Save the planet. Save our lives. We have already, and the hour's only half over. We've shown you how we can save the planet.
Save the world. Right.
And now it's up to Rich McFadden to help us even more.
No pressure.
I'm going to help you learn how to go back and achieve your glory days. Remember this?
Really? So we're always, all of us, you and Jennifer and I seem to be going backwards today, Richie.
Yeah. I know.
No, this is forward, but listen. There was the big jock star.
Yeah, they peak in high school.
And they peaked, and you know, you see them 10 years later, and it's
lifelong losers.
It didn't pan out for them the way that it did in high school. They were the most popular. I mean. So this kid Javier Jones in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, seems to have figured out a way to overcome that. The only problem with Javier Jones is he's really not Javier Jones.
Really?
He was playing football.
George Jones.
No, he transferred from a Lansing school, and he was a 17-year-old senior, and he transferred to the football program there and started playing football and was doing very well. But the only problem with Javier Jones is that he's actually 21-year-old James Nash.
Ah, there you go.
Okay. They never want to leave high school, okay?
Apparently, James just wanted one last shot at his glory days.
Aw, that's cute.
So he forged all of the papers and went to this school and apparently played the whole football season and would have gotten away with it except some parent knew who he was.
Really? How?
Aww.
I don't know. They anonymously gave a tip to the coach, who immediately reported it to the authorities at the school board. They did a little investigation, and sure enough, James is not Javier. James is James, and James is 21, and was in college for a little bit, but then decided he was getting his rear end kicked in the football field there. So back to high school I go, where I can look like the big hero.
Okay, so a couple of questions.
Yeah,
he obviously went to classes, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No, he's fully enrolled in school.
Did he date anybody? Because that is illegal.
That could have been a problem. Right now,
was he the one that got them? Was he like, hey, dude, my older brother can hook us up with some alcohol? And then he like went to Costco and bought it himself.
I got my older brother, James's ID.
All right, so I'm going to tell you a personal story here.
Is in league with this.
This is sort of a personal story. My father from East Boston and his Irish buddies didn't have the wherewithal to go to college. In fact, when they got out of high school, they went right into the New Jersey League and played what was at the time semi-pro football. And they had state leagues, but they would play like New Jersey would play Pennsylvania and New York and Delaware. And, you know, this is how it was
right
in the late 30s. So my father and his, let's see here, there was a, I'm trying to remember all these guys. One of them's name was McKinley. I want to say MacGyver. Dan, not Dan. Oh, I can see him now. Irish. But anyway, these guys are all Riley and all these. This guy said to my father, you're the best player of all of us. Why don't you go see if you can try out for one of these teams? So he did, and they played in this league for a couple of years until they got to be 20, 21 years of age, maybe a little older than that. I think they were 24, as a matter of fact, when they got out. And so apparently a less than scrupulous college scout had been to Beverly. No, it was Beverly. I think it was Beverly. It may have been Beverly, Massachusetts. And had seen Dan Kenny was his name, had seen Dan play football and said, there's a need for college football players and they don't really care whether you've played ball or not. First story that wasn't true. Just they need people to go. Would you like to come to college? And Kenny said, yeah. And I got four of my friends. Can I take them with me? Yep. Okay, fine. So they go to Decatur, Illinois. And they are enrolled in Millikan University. My father and these four or five other guys, and they went there strictly to play football. They didn't get paid, but they got free room and board and exposure to any college classes they wanted to go to. So they figured this would be a good gig for a year or so. Why not? And they can meet all these girls. All right? So they all go. Eastern, good-looking guys, rugged. And the girls, of course, all swoon over them. And they play football, and Millikan wins every game. Hands down. Every single game.
Yeah.
Second season, this is like second verse, same as the first. Second season, they do the same thing, go back out there again. And they are playing, and one of the refs calls over the manager, the coach of the team. Says, hey, those guys, where'd you get them? Referring to the guys from Massachusetts. He said, oh, they're guys that came out here from Massachusetts. Pretty good players, huh? The ref doesn't say anything to the coach. The coach goes back. Ref calls a timeout. He goes over to the five. He pulls the five guys aside and says, I know all of you guys because I used to be a ref in the New Jersey League. I remember, because they were good players there. They were standout players. I remember all of you guys. If you don't get off this field in 5 minutes, I'm going to forfeit the entire season for the Millikan team.
Busted.
And he went back and told the coach what he told the players. Coach looked at the five of them. They never touched the ground again. They were out of there. In the meantime, he'd met my mother. My father met my mother, who was a freshman. At 17, 18-year-old freshman at Millikan, and that's how they got together. But it was really very interesting how apparently this went on everywhere. This was before World War II when all of the most of the eligibles were signing up or were in uniform. My father hadn't signed up yet, neither had any of the rest of his friends. Jimmy McLaughlin, that's the one I was trying to think of, who was an ace fighter in World War II and got killed in 1943. But I remember him. and Kenny and all these other Irishmen that really had a great, they had great camaraderie. I could tell them the way, and I'm Dan, Kenny, and my father were friends for the rest of their lives. But it was just pretty interesting, and my father would be happy to tell you the story about how many other guys who came from East Boston or Southie went to play in colleges. They played pro football, and then they go play in the college leagues.
So, I mean, were they going back just because they were enjoying it, or were they still trying to hold on to their glory days?
I think what they were trying to do was hold on to the glory days, in part, and it was easy for in the glory days to get women.
They're doing it for the girls.
Doing it for the girls. That's the way it always is.
Right. But if this guy goes and does it for the younger girls, then he's kind of pervy.
Well, that may be. Right. I just was reminded of my father's story, though.
Well, that kind of plays in, because the reason that I was so interested in this story is how many people. I just went to my 30th high school reunion.
God love you, Richie.
Yeah, and how many of those people there, I mean, we all talk about the glory days. We all talked about when it was just so fun and carefree. High school was kind of tough, but you know what? It was easy. You look back on it now, and it was easy, and it was fun, and people want those days back. So
I didn't like high school at all. I prefer my life now.
I wasn't a big fan, but it's just so funny to walk around room. I walked around the room and I just watched all these people telling these stories like it was the best time of their life. And how many of you out there just think those were the best days of my life. I wish I could have those again.
The best days of your life.
No. See, I mean, obviously it's nice to be cared for by your parents and not have to have, like, financial responsibilities and such. But, you know, I was a much different person in high school. I was very shy.
Yep,
I was very, like, brutally, like, worried about everything, you know. I mean, I prefer the person I am now, to the person I was then. I hope not.
Have you peaked in what way?
Have you peaked yet? Well, I mean, again, you know, I talk about this one guy I knew in high school. He was the quarterback on the football team and the big jock, and he was just a jerk. And I think now I can't remember what he's doing, but it's basically he peaked in high school. That was it.
You think you guys have peaked?
Me?
To whom are you referring?
Both
you guys.
Me. You guys. You guys.
No. I'm. I've had some good days, but no, I don't think I've peaked yet.
I think it's all
not
in your head.
Jack, are you on a downward spiral?
In your head.
Have you reached the top of the hill?
Some
are you going down
days,
the hill?
Yeah, I think some days I think I have reached the top of the hill.
Yeah.
And then other days I don't think I have at all. I think there's much left to accomplish, doing things smarter instead of harder. Loving.
You're always learning, and you're always
absolutely.
That's the great thing is you and I can speak for it because we still have the attitude of I still feel good.
Yep,
I can still do this. I still have a lot of things to do, and I'm going to go get it.
And a lot of living to do.
Yep.
And by the way, the attitude of gratitude is not a bad thing to have.
Sure.
As well. So food for thought here in a moment. Some of the contestants on this week's Voice, if you're interested, it's the Good Day program.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between October 22nd and December 16th this year, and you could save 15, 20, or even 25%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
The Obama administration is reportedly considering military action in Libya before the election, but the al-Qaeda bases he may attack should have been hit before our embassy was attacked. Now struggling to win an election, Obama wants to politicize military action. If he takes action before November 6th, al-Qaeda is not his target. It's your vote he's after. Paid for by the National Republican Trust PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. GOPtrust.com.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. And then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints, move free.
A hot new book by Craig Smith argues that the greenback is now at high risk no matter who wins the election. Mark Twain said the truth is stranger than fiction. Well, the same is true of the Great Debasement, which began a century ago with the creation of the Federal Reserve and income tax. The result today? The dollar retains just 2 cents of its original buying power. Yes, progressive politicians have engineered the largest wealth confiscation in history, creating in essence a fourth branch of government. Learn what must be done to preserve your money if the dollar crashes for good. The good news is I've secured a supply of the book The Great Debasement, a $20 value, free of charge. For my listening audience only, call 800-289-2646, that's 800-289-2646, and get a free copy of The Great Debasement. You will read it from cover to cover. 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646.
The following message is a public service announcement brought to you by the Aid for Hurricane Sandy Disaster Relief Fund. In the past week, our country has been impacted with one of the most devastating natural disasters in American history. Over 8 million households across the East Coast were left with severe property damage due to intense hurricane winds and flooding caused by Hurricane Sandy. Damage estimates could exceed $50 billion. We're asking for your help. Your donation will make a difference. Get more information on our website, aidforsandy.com. That's aid, the number 4, sandy.com. Thank you.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that can be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
From The Voice last night, Team Adam and Blake over the show with a pretty bombastic opening, Richie, in fact.
It's Boston.
Yeah.
Peace of mind.
Right. Hi.
Not a great version of it, but I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
they took it on.
I wouldn't have expected to hear this song on this kind of show.
Yeah. The Voice is the best, we think, of all of these music shows, all these talent shows. At least seems to have the most energy behind it at the moment. Here's another one of the performers, Richie, Jocelyn Rivera, with Give Your Heart a Break from last night. Here with this. I say, you know, this could have been last night, last week, last month when this show started. I don't know how all of this breaks down. We had the competition, right, when the teams had to eliminate one,
right.
There were two people singing.
They go through the blind auditions, the teams get chosen.
Yeah.
Then they go into the battle round where each team member has to sing together one song, and then the coach picks the one they want to keep.
Okay.
Then they went into the battlegrounds where each team had to go down in half again, but instead they were pitted next to each other. But they got to pick their own song, and they would sing their own song versus each other.
All right, Richie,
now we're in the live rounds.
Got it. All right, Terry McDermott has Don't Stop Believing.
So
hey, here we go back to the 80s again. Here's Duran.
But this is a good song.
This guy
got
is
energy
so good.
Behind. Yeah. You liked it, you watched it, it was good.
Terry is amazing.
Yeah. The judges apparently loved his performance, Richie.
He didn't hear him.
Can't take my word for it. Let's do the next one. I don't think it's as great as the first couple of bands. Here's Melanie Martinez with Hit the Road, Jack.
Oh, little Ray.
She's interesting.
It's a smooth kind of...
Yeah, it's a jazzy version of it.
Yeah, right. Liz Davis singing Independence Day on The Voice. Bring us to Sean Hannity.
Yeah, we're Sean it.
Yeah, right. Judges liked her a lot. And here's an appropriate song for this hour. Cassidy Pope sings My Happy Ending.
Supposed to be, but we lost it.
owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Might radio advertising, like right here on the Good Day program, be key to creating significant wealth and help the American recovery? The key is called crowdfunding, and that's here in the Startup America segment of Good Day.
Have you ever heard of crowdfunding online? Don't worry if you haven't. 72% of small business owners still haven't either, even though it's now the law of the land. But you know, crowdfunding is going mainstream when discount retail giant Costco promotes crowdfunding in their Costco Connection magazine, telling readers, anyone can post pitches for new products or projects on the internet so that everyday users can back them with financial contributions.
A man named Tim Schaefer, who we know from gaming conferences, put up a project called Double Fine Adventure. They were looking initially for, I believe, $300,000, and they eventually raised several million dollars because the fans said, yes, we want to see adventure games come back. And that to us is the excitement of Kickstarter, is that Kickstarter gives fans of any sort of product a choice, that you can go up there and support the projects that you believe in and make them real.
You just heard Corey Cole, co-founder of Hero U, who was so motivated by that success that he launched his own crowdfunding campaign too.
Yes, we're looking for $400,000. Kickstarter takes out their share and so on. We're currently, we're just short of $150,000. We've been going for a week now. We have a little over about 3 weeks to run.
With everyday success stories like these, it's no wonder crowdfunding is already spreading like wildfire. I interviewed Candace Klein, co-founder of SomaLend, whom Forbes magazine chose as one of the top 10 most influential people in crowdfunding. She recently worked with Baylor University to conduct a national poll, and she explains why crowdfunding is such an exciting new topic.
We interviewed thousands of Americans from across the country and asked them how likely they would be to both raise money in crowdfunding and to invest it. What we learned is that the highest percentage of people who are willing to or interested in investing on crowdfunding platforms typically are making $50,000 or less. So these are individuals who've never had the ability or the option to invest in their peers and their own communities before. They will now have this newfound opportunity to do so. So I believe that this is going to create significant wealth for those who haven't had access to it in the past.
There are already a variety of types of crowdfunding portals, all designed to fit any enterprise, large or small, and with more on the way.
Rewards-based, debt and equity. Today, donation and reward-based crowdfunding are already prevalent in the United States and abroad through websites like Kickstarter, Indiegogo, Rocket Hub, and others.
Whether you may be an investor, project promoter, a job seeker, or no one, crowdfunding is already impacting the lives of more and more Americans every day.
With the signing of the Jobs Act that President Obama signed on April the 5th of this year, debt and equity-based crowdfunding are now also going to be permitted sometime next year. Debt-based crowdfunding allows for an individual to invest their money in a business and get an interest rate return. And equity-based crowdfunding allows for an individual to invest in a business and actually gain a stake in that company, a certain percentage of the business. So when that business is sold, they get a part of the payout. So those are the main differences between the four different kinds of crowdfunding.
Allie Metcalf is the inventor of a smartphone cover that holds your earbuds in place. She sees crowdfunding as a way to help her reduce the consumer price of her product called Backjacks.
After looking into some of these kind of widget products that went through Kickstarter and became wildly successful, I realized that might be a great platform for us to get to a volume level that would warrant going to a larger manufacturer for our product. So we set our goal at $8,500 on Kickstarter to get further into marketing effort and expand our product offering line.
So why does crowdfunding and radio or TV work hand in glove? Because remember, in crowdfunding, without a crowd, a terrible thing happens. Nothing. Radio and TV exposure help reach the crowd that funds new projects on the rapidly expanding number of crowdfunding portals. I'm Mike Hayes for Startup America News with Crowdfund News Success Stories. To see more, visit crowdfundbuzz.com.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougSteffen.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.